Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to talk about our bosses and why they suck.
Ours?
Oh, I was doing the royal we there.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
But if you're one of our bosses and you suck, you know which one you are.
We would like to stay employed. I love my job.
I will say this. I'm going to get specific. It's the one in the corner.
They're both in corners.
Yep.
No one sucks.
Our bosses do not suck. We have the greatest bosses because we have the greatest job.
Right.
We do. Yeah.
And mostly our bosses don't really know that we're here.
Yeah. They just go, I think you're on the air.
Yeah. They walk by, the speaker's on. They're like, I don't know. Seems like it's working.
Yeah.
So there is a boss. This was shared on a Reddit thread about bad bosses, I believe. She was sent an email from her boss saying she took 3 bathroom breaks totaling 17 minutes, which the boss says was 5 minutes over the team average of 12 minutes.
I understand that I would be the one over the average because I pee 9 times a day. But that's very wild behavior. That's
my friend has intrusive. Been kind of in a boss role and has been asked to monitor.
To like time audit down to the bathroom level?
Yeah.
What?
That's psychotic.
I know. She was like, I feel uncomfortable doing that. I'm not going
to
do it.
So she's supposed to like have a spreadsheet of like, wait, Erica just left.
Yeah.
It's confusing to me because if you're the boss, you're supposed to be doing the most important, highest quality work. And instead you're outside the bathroom with a stopwatch. You know, you're like
it's
checking
really
people
weird.
In and out.
But if somebody's overusing, like
17 minutes in an 8-hour day is not overusing it.
If the average is 12.
What if this person's lactose intolerant?
Has IBS or drinks a lot of water? I just want to know, what if the person drinks a lot of water?
Hey, it's not me. Okay. So just...
Yes, sir.
You're way over 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
I usually go like 4 times in the few hours.
We know. Can you finish this particular segment of radio?
Yeah, or? I will be okay right now. And then I actually got to go fill up my water.
And that's why, that's the other thing. Eric is out of the room 400 times in a day, filling up water or emptying out water.
It's called being healthy.
Yeah, or microwaving something.
I usually do that on my way to work.
Listen, I don't want all the bad boss stories to be about bodily stuff, but I remember there was one, it was like, I don't remember, was it the great paper shortage of 2012 or something? There was like, you had this boss would make the employees go up to the desk and go, I'm going to use the restroom. And he's like, 1 or 2. And would
what
dole out paper based on their specific needs for that specific trip.
I would quit my job so fast.
Can you imagine?
No.
And it's like, it's a 2 and it's a doozy.
Right. It's a 2. And like, I need more.
Like, I can't tell. I've
only
had Taco Bell 3 days in a row.
Well, maybe this that person should rethink their life.
This is a 2.5, 3.
Do you think people... Do you think people started bringing in their own toilet paper?
I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. I would do that.
But I just remember the story. Can you... I mean...
That was here?
No, it was a story I think we got on the air or something, but it was like... Just the HR part of that. You don't get to ask me what I'm going to do while I'm in there.
No.
It's like... Yeah. So again, I don't think we want all... Just bodily fluid?
No.
I'm sure I've told the story on the air for some other reason. I was the bad boss because if you called in sick too many times, I didn't believe you and I would track you down.
How would you track them down though?
The one kid was an avid skier and I knew he had a Loveland ski pass.
So you
and
just went.
He called me at the time, like when it's like he's on his way to Loveland. It's like, I can't make it, man. I'm like, okay.
You're skiing.
Yeah, he was going skiing. So got my crew together, said, you guys are running the store. So we're down an employee, and I decided to make them down two employees.
Right. You're like, you know what? You don't need me here.
I stayed for most of the day because I wanted to get to Loveland about 3:30.
Yeah.
When the lifts close. Found his car in the parking lot, and he skied right down to it. I'm like, you're fired.
Dude.
Can I have a ride back?
No, I mean, come on. Is that a bad boss or is that a great boss?
It's
I let him have as much toilet paper as he wanted.
Right. It's a little intense, but.
Yeah. Thank you. Is that not a compliment?
No.
All right. So if you've had a bad boss or you've been a bad boss, we want to hear your stories. Okay. 303-222-5423. Or you can text 303-222-5423. Anybody want to admit they have a bad boss?
I had one. My first job. Well, yeah. My first job ever. I was working at this like little boutique in downtown of my tiny town. And my sisters had worked for this woman before. So I kind of knew what to expect. She was an oddball. I was 15. When I started working, she would just go, she would be like, yeah, I'm gonna be at the store every day. You would open up. She would never show up. You would close the store. Like, I'd be there the whole time it was open.
What?
She would never come. I was 15 years old, taking people's money, running the cash register, like doing all the stuff.
Were you there alone or were there at least other employees?
No, almost always alone. Sometimes she had two of us and it was like me and another friend. It was the craziest thing. The worst part is, she would randomly text and go, paycheck's not coming in a check. Take money out of the cash register.
What?
And then hope you're right.
Just guessed at what?
She would be like, pay yourself XYZ amount. It was really weird.
And you stayed?
I was 15. It was kind of nice.
Chill job.
My friends ate burritos behind the register with me. Like... Yeah. No one ever came in either. That store closed.
How is there money in the register to pay you if no one ever came in?
It was filled up.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I had a boss at my old, an old radio station, let's say, but he was like the big boss, the general manager.
Yeah.
And he was like, everyone loved him. He was very respected, kind of intimidating. And then he added me on Facebook and I saw he had reposted one of those things that was like, I do not give Facebook permission to use my photos, like this huge long copy and paste thing. And it everyone was just like, oh,
you're an idiot.
You're an idiot. We don't have to respect you anymore. Like, I can't even look at you anymore. Like, you're in charge of this place.
Yeah. Was he the one who made you wear a tie to work?
No, there was another. Yeah, that was a different one. Yeah.
A tie to a radio station?
Correct.
Yeah, I did.
Hello.
Every day.
That's the dumbest boss in the world. You're on the radio, you idiot stick.
No one can see you.
No one can see. I know.
I had to wear it every day, yeah. And a lot of the employees would just have a tie and then they take, like, get to work, put it on, take it off right before they leave and hung it. So they wore the same red tie every day, no matter what.
Just to be within the parameters of.
Yeah, so it's like you don't even look nice. You just have a tie on.
Yeah.
Like, you look like a clown.
Wow. Okay.
And now I don't wear ties.
These are the bad bosses we've had in our lives. We want to hear about the ones in your life. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Have either of our bosses swung by the studio since TF made that comment that he thought the bosses were bad?
No, they were in HR's office, I think.
Yeah, some boxes they were unfolding, getting them ready.
I don't think
ready.
They were listening to us, actually.
Okay, good. We want to hear if
you say I made the comment?
He sure did, yeah. Yeah.
Just a second.
TF did say the comment, right? You just said he sure did, right? You backed me up.
I was referring to you. Yeah, are you my boss? Because I have a new bad boss story. Yes.
Carolyn?
Hi.
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 Bad bosses, what happened to you?
I was 20 and I left my keys in the file cabinet and my boss took them. And when I said I lost my keys, he didn't tell me that he had them. I spent the whole weekend going crazy, tearing my whole house apart. And then he finally gave them back to me.
So they weren't just the filing cabinet keys. They were the rest of your keys as well.
They were, no, they were the filing cabinet keys.
Oh. So good on him.
But he
taught you a lesson. Well,
no.
If he had her car keys and other crap, but he taught her a lesson. Don't leave your keys in the cabinet.
Oh, well, it was horrible.
She then thought she was going to get fired. And he's like, yeah, hey.
Right. Don't leave your keys in the
really
filing cabinet.
He had really bad breath, too.
She might get fired.
He had bad breath.
Oh, and you know what? Yeah, for that reason,
bad boss.
Thank you, Carolyn. You really don't think that's, it's like, I made a mistake.
I get it, yeah.
Reprimand. Don't giggle behind her back.
If, Erica, the company provides you that computer, right?
Yeah.
If you left it just sitting on the kitchen table and then you left here, I would pick it up and let you panic for a while. I wouldn't tell you I have your computer.
Someone stole my computer. Check the footage.
No, it was you. You're dumb and you
also,
left
you
it sitting.
You can't get into it.
I'm not trying to get... Laura?
Yay!
Bad bosses. What's your story?
So this was about 15 years ago. I was living up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I was a closing front of house manager at an Applebee's there.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. And
eating good.
You know, I was driving to work, and there was traffic. And so traffic on the freeway was about going 30 or so. And the three cars behind me were all going about 70 or so. And I ended up the front of a four-car pileup.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't feel about 2 inches worth of my back. So they eventually took me into the hospital, like the important hospital right off the bat, priority in the emergency room. Ended up being a six-figure lawsuit after all the medical bills were paid.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to a boss part yet.
What did your boss do?
Well, see, I texted my boss that was at work that told him what was happening, and his first question was, so what time are you going to get here?
You're like, hey, I can't feel parts of my body,
yeah, but
so...
can you feel the parts that help you run the register?
oh, my goodness.
You're the worst.
Yeah. Front of house, you
know? I'm just saying, I'm not going to defend every bad boss, but if he doesn't understand the context, you can't be...
She's like, I was in a bad car accident.
Yeah, but
I'm
you
not going to get there.
Like, four cars hit me at 70, and then maybe he'd be a little less.
Yes, because slackers, you've probably heard excuses. So
it's
you're like,
no,
like,
I got a wreck. And it's like, yeah, yeah. What time are you going to be here?
Yeah.
You can't just say, I got in a wreck. You got to say, huge.
But when you're injured and being transported to the hospital, I'm not sure I've got time for
Which
details.
Hospital? How close is it to Applebee's? I can swing by and
I
you.
I want to come across this table and hit you.
Candy?
Yay.
You are voice disguised. What bad boss?
My bad boss used to secretly do drug deals in the bathroom to get narcotics and then would write off the rent for those residents who would do that for her.
Wow. You hiring?
Yeah.
Man.
Where's the bad part? Free rent?
Yeah.
Good time?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it worked out great for the residents.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
So she was a drug addict, boss.
Unfortunately, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not fun.
All right. Thank you. I couldn't defend that one.
No.
That was
did she say, were they hiring?
Suzanne?
Yeah.
Bad boss. What happened to you?
Okay. I worked for the boss from hell. I managed a general managed an apartment corporations with over 7,000 apartment units. And my entire life consisted of daily saving my employees from being fired for stupid reasons.
Okay.
And the one that comes to mind the most is one of my managers, Bobby. Rick comes upstairs and says, so I need you to fire Bobby. Why? Well, his haircut is horrible.
What?
So I go downstairs. Yeah. And I look at Bobby and his hair is spiky. I say, so, hey, Bobby, what's going on with your hair? And he said, they did this to me at Supercuts. I said, you want to go home and take a shower? He says, sure. I said, just come find me when you come back. And so he comes back to work, waves. I send Rick downstairs, and he goes, okay, he can stay.
Okay.
That is so illegal.
It is beyond illegal. None of these, I don't think a lot of these are going to be super legal things.
True. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. We're not telling you the great things you're, okay. Kennedy?
Yay.
Yay.
Bad boss, what do you have?
Yeah, when I was 17, I worked at a small restaurant where we didn't have servers, so you had to order from a cash register. Mm. And one night my manager came in with his kid and he took money from my register so his kid could play the games while he finished up work. And then the next day he fired me because my register was short.
Oh.
Okay. And
what is wrong with people?
Makes sense. His kids needed to play a game.
Yeah. How's your haircut?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.